up to Anurag, and that Anurag can realize all this, otherwise not. So it is cause or cause. It should be certainly there. If some development goes, then it comes karma. Karma means object. He tells that to realize Krishna beauty, he is seeing this thing,
eyebrow.
And she is seeing that Krishna is seeing towards corner of eye. And this bhangi, bhangi means
attitude, mood.
This same mood speaks to heart from eyes and eyes, and it comes in the heart. Then we realize something. What Krishna wants? How she is? He is beautiful, and how she is? And what he wants? Then it is karma. To realize this thing is karma. No? It is upper than that onward. Here is karma. Here I am Naika. Krishna is Nayak. And I am testing him. This is anurag. Three things they are there. And he melts and melts and melts. Always doing rasaswadam, karma. Here, nayak and nayika both comes less important. Understand? At that time, I am Nayak, she is Nayika. It is known. But gradually it comes less important. Only Aswadhan, Ananda, is developing. But at that time, she sees Krishna also. At Krishna, she is thinking each other. And they are testing each other. This thing also lives there. But when above this stage comes, it is so developed anurag that na so ramani. I am not Naika, he is not Nayak. Where is he? Where am I? Who am I? Who is he? Nothing. Only the taste is there. Mood is there. This is the fruit of Hladini. Hladini means Ananda. So Ananda is there. Both mixed. And became only Ananda. This is Rasaraj Mahabhava, both mixed. In this is Samvedya Dasa. Only that frame in the highest stage, he only knows that there is Ananda. Nothing, here is not Krishna in his night time. A stage is like so. And this is called bhava. So three things. Karana, karma, bhava. Cause, object, and mood. When it comes on the last stage, it is called swasambiddhadasa. Only that bhav mood of ananda can realize that prayer, can test that prayer. So it is called swasambiddhadasa. But it can be in every gopis, less or more. Because all gopis are of Mahabhav. Here he has told that swasambiddhadasa comes yavad ashraya vritti. Yavad ashraya vritti means last stage of ashraya and vishaya. The vishaya of prem is Krishna and the ashraya of prem is Srimati Radhika. So all these things, swasambiddhadasa, only in being in highest mood in Srimati Radhika, because it is the last point of ashraya. When Krishna will be ashraya of this prem, he will be also insane. Then he will see that I am, where is Radhika, where I am, only Anand. And that stage has come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone can go in this stage and read Bhagavatam this, then actually he can understand. And if anyone is so much far distant from this idea, only worldly things for sample or for udaharan,
for example,
we will see all these things. So by bhajan we should go up to worldly things, doing bhajan, and we should have sakti, shuddha sattva, and then he will rise more and more. If it is so happiness in reading, in still when we are in worldly modes, still we are so much benefited. But when we will have sadhana like that, and we will have Vishuddha Sattva, then we realize. Today, only Bhumika,
introduction,
and after that we will come. This is a very, very great thing, very deep thing, to read Srimad Bhagavat, how to be qualified. No other duty, nothing. Only how to see Bhagavad. Where is Krishna? When you will go to preach, you will have to tell the history of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. I am not this body, I am this body, leave anger, all everything. So it has been told. Then you will have to be pakka bairagi, don't come, otherwise everything will be lost. बंद कर दिया इसने पहले गोइंग ऑन